I think she's running from me today. She's acting very busy, like she's watering plants and stuff. Hey, Cher.
What?
Let's do this.
Now?
Yeah, now.
Somebody left the light on in the laundry room.
Oh, I left the light on in the laundry room. That's the way we are right now with each other. We're just nitpicky at every little thing we do. Bring it. That was a pretty good run. That was a pretty good run.
3 demerit points for you.
3 demerit points for me?
Yes.
Yes, you do keep score, I've noticed. Are you ready for a little bit of this tonight?
Are you ready?
I am
Are
ready.
Are you ready?
Welcome to Gang of Two. A hilarious look at couple dumb.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. See, you got to keep your demerit points. Are the demerit points if you screw up or you do?
Yeah, demerit.
Oh, okay, okay.
You don't want demerit points. You want merit points.
Merit points or demerit points. I'm kicking ass at demerit points, though. Apparently. I'm doing very well with this. Oh, I have the wrong thing in my hand.
Considering we've been stuck inside with each other and, you know, nothing to do, nowhere to go, I think we're doing fairly well.
Yeah, I mean, even through all this, you are still my emotional support animal.
Riff.
You are still that. But we will have proof. We will actually have proof today how we've got on each other's nerves so far.
Oh, really?
I have proof. It's something that you did to me. We're watching television on the couch. I'll explain the whole thing coming up here in a little bit.
Can't wait.
We also have some phone calls. One of the phone calls, we got a couple of them. One of the phone calls is from a guy. I think he's trying to bust me on something that I said about you on the Lex and Terry show.
Oh.
I think he's trying to hold me to task. I know he's one of our Patreon members. I know he's one of those guys.
Okay.
So he's very funny. But still, I think he's trying to hold me to task on that type of stuff.
Putting your feet to the fire.
Putting the feet to the fire, kids. All right. So we have a very fun show. I think we have a fun show today.
Oh, good.
You know, I hope we do.
We could use some fun.
It really hasn't been that much fun, has it?
Not since we played ping pong. We need to do that again.
We do, but you got upset. All right, here we go. It's time to catch up. What did we do today? We did have fun today, actually. We went for a walk.
We went outside.
We went outside. It was like we went outside. outdid the doors. We wore our masks, which we're going to be talking about here in a second. We wore our masks, and we walked over to our favorite coffee shop.
Yeah, and our favorite guy was working.
Yeah, but they've done things differently there.
Oh,
you can't go in the coffee shop. They just have the door. They put plexiglass in front of the door. Made it kind of a takeout window.
It was cute. It's cute what they did. They made it almost like a Dutch door.
Yeah.
Look that up. Google it.
You Google it.
You Google it.
I'm very busy over here. I can't Google things. I'm running a corporation right here. Doing something. But it was weird because yesterday we didn't go outside at all.
No.
And it was just brutal.
Yesterday was bad.
Yeah.
I went to bed in a bad mood.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah. I wasn't sad or just tired of this. Just tired of it.
Could any of it been anything to do with what we were watching on television?
I don't remember what we watched. We watched that Fat, Salt, Acid, Heat.
Yeah, we watched all 4 of those episodes.
Yeah.
We
finished them.
Yeah, we finished. We watched the last 2.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that.
I like that way that
thing's
She's
really
done.
Good.
Yeah, if you
I
like cooking,
yeah.
And if you find yourself kind of chefy, some of these people are, you might really like that thing. It's on Netflix. It's, what's it called again?
Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
And it's right? Explains where, anyway, I don't want to get in. You like it. It's shot really well.
I
really like
her.
She's good. And you got so excited at the end of the show yesterday because they made a dish that you've been wanting to know how to do and perfect ever since I've known you.
Yeah, so I had a friend, Fairneck, she was in our wedding. She was one of our bridesmaids.
Yes.
She's Iranian.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to her house a lot. I guess maybe it was before I met you.
I think it was, yeah.
And her mom would make this rice dish. And she would talk about, I had it once and it was amazing. I think they had it at she had an engagement party that I went to. And it was really interesting because you got to see a lot of
her engagement?
Yeah.
With Madad?
Madad, yeah. Yep. So it was really interesting because you could, as a non-Persian person, I got to
You're
watch.
Not Persian?
No, it's amazing.
Oh, man.
I got to watch some really interesting cultural traditions that
isn't that fun?
Yeah, it was really cool.
I once
really
went to a Jewish friend of mine's house. I'm not to take away from your story here, but he they wouldn't let me eat off their plates.
Because you were a heathen.
They wouldn't let me eat off the same plates.
Oh, God.
It was crazy.
I haven't heard of that. I mean, I understand
it's
cooking
crazy.
The food in different areas, but that's...
Maybe that wasn't a religious thing. Yeah. Maybe just me being a dick.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but they wouldn't let me do it.
No, but so it's a rice dish.
Mm-hmm.
Tadig is the actual crusty part that happens on the rice that everybody fights over.
Yeah.
And it was... amazing.
You've been telling me forever that you want to learn to make this.
I do. And so they went step by step. Her mom taught her how to do it traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try it. I haven't done it yet.
It looks pretty involved. It really does. It looks like there's a lot of...
you're not just boiling some rice.
Yeah, it seems to me, at least the way they explained it, it seems like it's a lot of... it's going to take you a while.
Yeah.
To learn how to do it, learn the sounds of how the rice is done and the smells. It's going to take a while, but I guess it's worth it, though.
I don't think I'm going to nail it the first time I do it.
You need some saffron.
Yeah. Well, I've got another recipe that uses a lot of fresh herbs.
So. I love saffron.
Yeah. It's expensive.
How expensive is it?
What
are they talking here?
It's...
because they talked about that on the show. What's the problem with it?
Well, it's very hard. It's very labor intensive to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know what saffron is, Terry?
I don't. All I know is it's got a real. It almost has a taste to me what saffron does, and I know you're going to say what this is wrong, but I am a what do I have a super taster? Hold on, what happened there?
Yeah, something did weird. Okay, that's better.
Okay, that was weird. It tastes to me like a jade tea.
Oh.
It has that kind of a
floral.
A floral type of.
Well,
I love saffron. I love the taste of it.
It comes from the, did it again. What's going on there?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. We need a new board. Hello.
There we go.
It comes from the crocus flower.
Crocus?
I believe it's crocus.
Wasn't an old rock band?
There was
crocus.
Yeah,
hold on. Hold on.
Okay, while you do that, I'll explain what it is.
So go ahead.
It's labor intensive because it's the flower.
Play crocus.
And it's the stamen from the flower. So you have to go in there, and if you can imagine, you know what the stamen is? It's three tiny little
things that make it have sex, right?
It's their sexual organ. You're right.
If you rub it,
it's where it has all of the pollen. That's where the stamens have the pollen on them.
I'm sorry, I was
so that you have to hand harvest it. I think if you don't do it, the pollen will just go everywhere, and you'll not capture the. That's what I think. Anyway, very expensive. I think it's hundreds of dollars an ounce, and an ounce is a shit ton.
Uh huh.
Because it's just a light little flower.
Light flower. I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm looking.
I can see.
What was some of the
crocus?
What was the song that they did? I got some crocus here.
Yeah.
Let's hear what some crocus. Did they do? Who did Turn Up the Radio? That was Autograph. Here's crocus. I can't believe we remember this band. That's crocus. Yeah.
That's a nice look.
Thank you.
This is a speed metal. This isn't crocus.
Yeah, it is.
Crocus was more...
Crocus with a K, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't...
I think it is.
I don't think this is the same band I'm thinking about.
Hold on.
This is closer to what I thought.
God, crap. Yeah, this is them.
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
This is crocus with a C or a K?
A K. I need some crocus in my life.
I don't think this is the same band I'm thinking of. I think the crocus I'm thinking of is with a C, honey.
No.
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm a DJ.
Oh, that sounds like AC/DC.
It does, doesn't it?
This is totally AC/DC.
It is not AC/DC.
It sounds like what's-his-face.
It does sound like Bon Scott. Look at that. That's crocus. Hold on, let's hear another. Yeah, it's totally them. Let's see.
They had a hit. They had one hit.
Was it called Screaming Into the Night?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, here we go. I'm telling you, I think I may see some crocus in my life.
I don't think it's with a K, honey.
It is. I know this. That's the one thing I know about them, because I always had to find them to play.
Okay, all right. All right.
Anyway, enough crocus.
Yeah, that was great. I'm so glad we went down that road.
Uh-huh. Sorry, what were we talking about? Cooking.
Yes.
Did you finish your story?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, good.
It was... I'm not laughing.
I'm laughing a little
I'm
bit.
I'm not laughing.
I'm laughing a little bit.
In the least.
Okay. Well,
this is not the look of humor.
It never is. All right. Let's see. we want to thank our new Patreon members. We have three new Patreon members this week. Cannot thank you guys enough. In today's day and age, I hit my heart.
Oh,
for that. But I cannot
did it
thank
stop?
You guys.
Did it stop a little bit?
No, it didn't. But it definitely is touched when people want to help out this show.
No, it is. It is.
Christy O'Quinn.
Oh, nice.
Good Irish lass.
That's right.
Yes, Christy
don't you know?
O'Quinn.
No, that's not. I don't know.
Don't you know? Where you went to Fargo?
Yes.
It's a lot
yes,
like,
I went to Fargo
it's a
via...
lot like Ireland. Ireland. Christy O'Quinn. Thank you, Christy. We really appreciate you. Roy Riggins also is a member.
That sounds a little Irish, too.
It does.
Riggins?
And Holly White.
Nice.
I've always liked that name, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
I always have. So thank you three for joining us and being a Patreon member. I am still working on some new levels.
Okay.
You got to be creative with that.
Right.
So I'm working on some of that. So thank you guys so much. Really, really appreciate
we do.
You. What else have we been doing? You've been very busy with all this banking bull crap.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know, everybody trying to get their loans and their relief and all that. And
right.
Without going in too much into our personal financial situations, and especially with the radio.
Right.
It's weird. We are... Here's a little broad stroke.
Yes.
We are, even though we have a partner, a syndication partner, we are reliant upon them to collect monies that are owed to them
from
all our live endorsements and advertising and radio stations.
Right.
Doesn't seem like anybody wants to pay them.
That's
at least
the story
that's what
we're
they're
getting.
Saying.
Yeah.
So Lex and I, although our staff is fine because
right.
we pay our staff, but Lex and I...
See, now, we are good business owners. Some business owners pay themselves first.
Yes.
We do not.
No, we don't. We don't.
Staff gets paid first.
Mm-hmm.
Owners get paid whatever's left over.
Exactly.
We get the leftovers.
And right now, we're totally in a leftover situation.
Yeah.
And so, we are doing some research.
Well,
or you
I'm
are
being,
doing some research.
Yeah,
being proactive.
A, right.
In case things really go
really
south.
Go...
And it's like, I used to, like, because we get paid at the end of the month.
Right.
Or the first of the month.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous about this one.
Yeah,
this
I am too.
I'm nervous about this one this
yeah.
week. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's, you know what? I have to say we've handled this pretty well. We're talking.
Yeah.
We're not yelling at each other.
Yeah.
We realize we are both on the same team. We realize that, you know, this affects both of us in certain ways. And. You know, we'll get through this. We'll get through
and,
this.
And, you know...
there's this isn't just happening to us.
Right,
you
yeah.
know?
I don't want to say misery loves company, but... And I don't wish misery on, you know, anyone. But knowing that we're not the only ones in this...
Yeah.
Comforting is not the right word, but, you know... It feels like, since there's so many people in the same boat, that maybe we will find our way out of this.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. It's not
yeah.
going to be left up to just a couple people
right.
to help you.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah, everybody wants some of this
right.
action. Everybody wants to figure this out.
Yeah.
Kind of leads me to the thing where, you know, some people are acting, even some people we even know, are acting like this is only happening to them.
Oh, I know.
And it drives me effing crazy.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah.
And proof of that is... And this had nothing to do with what, you know, I don't want to say proof of that is, but there are so many people like that. I laughed so hard the other night at the show that you watch. You watch Dateline a lot.
I do.
And
I'm an addict.
And there's this woman.
I'll admit it.
And you were wondering at what I was laughing at. And I had to tell you finally, there was this woman that was on Dateline. And they usually interview people that are close to the victim, you know. What was this person like?
And it's you know, they never say anything shitty about him. Well, you know, they were fine, but
yes.
you know, I found them to be a little bit of a bad, a bit of a slob.
Yeah. Not many
yeah.
times
they
you
were
go,
nice, but yeah. they never cleaned their house. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I would like to see that for once instead. It's always the same. They lit up the room when they came in. Best friend, they would do anything for you. That's usually the.
Well, those are kind things to say,
yeah.
and everybody always thinks of the good things when somebody is dies,
listen,
especially when it's a tragic death like Dateline does.
When I die, hopefully it's a long time from now, don't say I lit up the room, because I didn't, and I don't.
I think you do.
I don't think so.
I think you do.
I don't think
you
so.
Know, I have a tip for anybody who might get murdered out there, though.
Yeah.
When, if you're going to get murdered, let your family know of the photo that you want of yourself when they show you on the news.
Right.
Don't let anyone else pick it out.
Right.
You got to get ahead of the game here. Right. You've got to run your own PR.
And here's the other thing you need to do. Keep it kind of current. Like, you don't want one from when you were 15.
Yeah, no, none of that. Unless, of course, you died 60. When you were 15. But
the guy's 60. Here's his picture. I'm like, that was not.
Everybody should have a file on hand for their loved ones to upload in case they are murdered.
That's not a bad idea. Have it in your emergency. You know, on your phone, you have this emergency health thing.
Mm-hmm.
They should have that in there. And they should tell you, regularly update it, like every 2 years or something.
Yes.
And give us a selfie.
Make it your best picture.
Right. Get your hair done.
Make it
when
your best.
When you can.
Yeah, exactly. Now you can't do that. But this one episode in particular, this woman drove me crazy because it's what I'm seeing right now from a lot of people that are thinking that it's all about them.
Yeah.
This one woman, her friend literally got chopped up into pieces. Just got hacked up into pieces.
Okay.
And you know what she said? I really miss her. I don't have anyone to go to ice cream with. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Your friend's laying there chopped up like a, you know.
Yeah. And you're worried about you.
Yes, exactly.
That's nice.
It's all about how does it affect you?
Yeah.
Not about her.
Right.
All that kind of stuff.
But I hate that.
But that's the way things are right now. That's the way I'm noticing some people are very conscientious and some people are very nice about and trying to do what's asked of them right now in these times. But
yeah,
then
like wear a mask,
yeah,
okay,
then there's,
people?
Then there's other selfish people.
When you go to the grocery store, wear a freaking mask.
Exactly. We're going to get into that here in a second.
Okay.
I got some grief for wearing a mask.
Oh, who cares?
Exactly. But we're going to talk
Do you know where they live? Fargo or something?
Why are you ripping
and
on Fargo?
I'll tell you why. Because the Dakotas, both north and south, they never had a stay-at-home order. They never issued a stay-at-home order.
So they don't know what that's like to get feared, you know, get scared like
maybe,
this.
Maybe. You know, I mean, if I wasn't told by the government to stay home, and I wouldn't think it was anything either.
Yeah, everybody,
but let me tell you, it is, people. It's a thing.
Yeah, everybody just thinks that they're, you know, I don't know what it is. People just want to be so tough and so
just think, oh, it's going to happen to someone else.
Yes.
It's always going to happen to someone else. It won't happen to me.
By the way, it's just a very few people that are out there like that, which I will explain here in a second. But first, let's take some of these calls, okay? This is what I had planned anyway, the way they're going to go. Let's see which ones these are. Okay, here we go.
Sherry, hey, it's Sasan from the Bay Area. Hope you guys are doing well
with the
coronavirus stuff. Wife and I are still working hard on our projects. I'll fill you guys in later with that. But Sherry, do me a favor. Let Terry get a PS4, please.
Thank you, Sasan.
What's going on?
As soon as we get the money.
I have one.
Listen to him.
In my 900-square-foot mansion here in the Bay Area, and it's a great way to kind of escape with what's going on. And I think you'd enjoy it, too. Love you guys both. Love what you guys do. You guys are essential workers.
Well, thank you, Sasan.
We appreciate what you do. Okay?
He is one of our jumped in members, actually.
Yes, what he does is
prescient.
What he does is much more important than what we do.
Yeah, and he and his wife are really working hard.
Yeah, they're actually real people.
And they're they really are real people.
But let me tell you what, Sasan. I would get one if I felt like we had the money for it. It's just now it's not.
Here's the pitch.
To do that.
It's where you watch your television from.
Okay, here's an idea. I'll show you the bank account.
I know that.
I will
that.
Show you the bills that are going to have to be paid.
I understand that, but I'm just saying.
And then you tell me where to find that money.
Yes. Okay. You know what happens? If I know this, I know that I could go on Amazon right now and go bloop, and then send it to me.
Yeah.
Obviously, they think I've got money.
They think so right now.
So I could do it.
Yeah.
If the moment when I hit bloop, and then it says, "Oh, sorry, you don't got no money.
Yeah.
We won't send it to you." That's when I'll believe you.
You know what else we can do online? Divorce. They have that on there.
They do. They do, actually. And you know what? Kind of sounds good.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind getting a PS4. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll end with that. Okay, here we go. Here's another phone call. And by the way, you suck. You suck.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, Terry and Big Slit.
Right on.
This is Tyrone. I have a question for Sherry and then a challenge for both of you. It's going to take just a little bit of setup, so bear with me. The other day, Terry was on the radio and he told a nice little story about how your trust of enduring affection for each other actually proves who he says he is.
I don't know what he's getting at.
He talked about a nice little story about how y'all tag team an arm fart. Sherry, is this true? And if it is, prove it. Thank you and have a nice day.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm not exactly dressed for
you
that
have
at the
to
moment.
Get in the right position. But first of all, I'll answer his question.
Well, yeah, we do it all the time.
Yes, we do it all the time.
Yeah.
We will lay in bed. And I will take my, you know, because I used to be a great arm farter in school.
Really?
I was one of the best. I could slide my left arm under my shirt and nobody will notice.
Yeah.
They would never notice I'd have a jacket on.
Yeah.
And I
would
put it under my arm and I would just hold the air in there.
And wait for the right moment.
And I would just let it out whenever I wanted to go. And I wasn't doing this to impress friends. I wasn't trying to be the class clown. I was doing it, this is the sick part, just for me.
I love it.
It was not to gain attention.
What, do you remember any of the particular times that you did it?
I used to do it all the time.
What were people's reactions?
It was normally during like tests and things like that.
When it was nice
it's
and
real
quiet.
And I would just catch it in there and I would just let the air out real slow. And I'd see people look like towards my direction because it was coming from me. And then I would look around like, what the heck? It was just for me. It was just for me. So I have taken that skill. I can't do it now because my hand, I'm just fatter under here or something. So I can't do it. So I will put my right hand under Sherry's left armpit.
Yes.
And I will cup it.
You're a great cupper.
I will cup it. And then Sherry will start pumping her arm, like doing the chicken dance. And we'll work up a couple arm farts.
We do.
This is
it keeps us entertained for a few minutes.
I won't say it's nightly, but it's definitely weekly.
I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's so Tyrone.
And we can't do it now because
she has a sweatshirt on.
And
you also have to lay, you know what? Maybe next show we'll try to do an arm fart. I'm going to write a little note down for that.
That would be great.
We should do it because it's pretty funny. Yes. But we're definitely going to do that next week.
Uh-huh.
Definitely going to do it. That'd be fun.
Hilarious.
That'll be good. You don't think so?
I think that would be lame.
Okay, well, that's perfect for this show, isn't it? We were talking at the start of the show that just people getting on each other's nerves. This is how I know that Sherry is either hates me.
I do not hate
you. Or has had completely enough of me.
There are moments, I'm sure, like there are with you.
I'm pretty good with you. I only get mad at you when you get mad at me or mistreat me.
Mad is not it's annoyed. Like you do something and, you know, it's a pet peeve and most of the time just blow it up. And then, you know, after having hung out here for 48 hours straight, lame, something small.
Well, let me set the table. This is what happened. And I am not exaggerating, even though I know you're going to say I am not exaggerating about this
exaggerating.
At all. We're sitting on the couch watching the news. You know, a lot of times when I'm watching the news, I'm flipping through, like, you know, social media or whatever, you know, just because I don't want to sit there and watch the news that intently. So we're sitting there watching the news, and there's a guy on there, like at the end of the news where they do kind of a touching little story.
Yeah, they're always
There's a guy on there that was singing and playing guitar. Do you remember this? Do you remember the kid?
He was sitting outside of his house, and he had a little keyboard, too, I think. Didn't he have a keyboard, too? Or he had a harmonica?
I don't know, but he was singing and playing guitar.
He was.
And
he was doing a little concert for his neighbors.
And I wrote this down verbatim right after it happened, because I said, oh, my God, I'm going to tell everybody this on Gang of Two. So I wrote this down right after it happened, because it was brutal. Sherry says, quote, "That guy sings pretty good." I say, "He's all right." And you come back right after I said he's all right with, "He's better than you."
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to sing. I wasn't trying to. Yeah. I was just watching the fucking news, and all of a sudden,
well, this poor guy, better than you. He's not like he's putting on a concert, you know, asking people to pay money. He's just some guy who's trying to make his neighbor's day a little brighter.
He's better than you.
And then you come along with, meh.
I just said he's all right.
Yeah, that's meh.
You said that guy's pretty. You said, quote, the guy sings pretty good. I say, here, let's run
let's
it.
Let's reenact. You want to reenact? Let's yes, reenact.
Let's
it.
Run. Let's run
reenact.
The way
There's
it went.
TV's on.
Okay, let's run the way it went down. Uh-huh. You play. Your line is that guy sings pretty good. My line is he's all right, and yours is he's better than you. Okay, here we go. You start.
That guy sings pretty good.
He's all right.
He's better than you.
It's exactly the way it went
down. Yeah, I'm not debating it at all. You were questioning my judgment.
I just said he's all right.
You were questioning my judgment of what sounds acceptable.
Okay. I think the whole country's gone mad.
Yeah.
I think everybody's gone mad. I posted a picture of the really cool Gang of Two mask that
yes,
we got from
yeah.
our friends over at
Mer Taylor,
themertaylor.com.
Yes.
Hold on. I have to cough. Okay.
Do you have the vid?
I don't got the vid. I don't believe I got the
good.
Vid.
That's good.
But I posted a picture of that, and most people were like, oh, those are cool. Where do you get them? I'd love to buy one of those. Stay safe. I'd say, I think we got like 400 comments on the picture.
Wow.
And of course, there were only two or three from zealots out there. And I think it was really two people, but one guy made two comments.
So he was real.
He was a real zealot. And he was taking shots at me. Like, you know, you big pussy, you know, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should get sick.
Yeah, one of
you
those
should,
things.
Real men get sick.
Yeah.
Real men get sick and spread the germs to other people.
Yeah, we briefly touched on this on the last episode about all the people out there saying they got to open the country and this and that and how you and I both think that it's a complete fuck you to all of our people that are working so hard
workers.
To save lives.
Yes.
Anybody.
Of course.
Even, you know, anybody who's had a family member that's passed away.
Right.
So this is the type of guys that are out there.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why I read these things.
I don't either.
Because I have to get over that because I really feel the need to at least acknowledge somebody when they take the time out of their day to follow me, first of all, on social media.
Yeah.
And to make a comment, I like to let them know I've seen it or I will laugh back at them. And, you know, like I said, out of the 400 comments, 398 of them were great.
Yeah.
And of course, I zoom in on the douchebag.
Yeah.
But I do want to say something to the zealot guys out there. Wearing a mask is not a sign of being a pussy. Wearing a mask is what people do when your life is worth something.
Yeah, exactly.
Your life is worthless.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, you not only do you think your life is worthless, you think everybody else's life is worthless.
Right.
You are just a miserable fuck is what you are.
Yeah.
So.
I was reading this article about these people that, the like white supremacists, you know, that go out there and.
I like what they're calling them, the Flu Klux Klan.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the same people, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. A small minority of people that are very vocal.
Uh-huh.
And, but I was reading that the mindset behind some of these people is they don't even really believe in anything. They just like violence. They get off on violence. They find it
or
thrilling.
Controversy or.
When they go out there and they're
it's
protesting.
Violence. I think that those guys with the guns and all that. I understand the Second Amendment, like I've talked about before. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I am not anti-gun by any means.
No, I don't think it should ruin your run your whole life.
No,
that's not your whole life.
No,
the Second Amendment is not.
They're just little children, is the way I look at it.
But it was interesting to look at, you know, get into the mind of these people. They're not interested in bettering their situation or the planet's situation. They just, it's almost like there's people that like.
They're trolls.
No, hold on. Let me think.
Okay. Well, sorry.
There's people that like to set things on fire.
It's better than you. Pyromaniacs.
It's the same thing. You get a thrill out of watching a fire. They get a thrill out of, getting people
riled up,
right? And then seeing violence happen to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
Right,
they're fucking sick.
And right now they're looking at, you know, they're listening to us or me, and they're going, I got you riled up. No,
that's
the way they think.
Right.
They're just douchebags.
Yeah.
So out of the 400 people,
here's a tip. Get a fucking life.
When your life actually means something to other people, you do your best to play the part, to play the role. I'm not saying that what's happening in Seattle or anywhere else in the country is right. I'm just saying I'm doing my part in doing what they are asked of me to do.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
Right.
It doesn't mean I agree with it or disagree with it. I could disagree with it, but I could still do it. I'm not going to make a stand by getting, just in case I'm wrong, I'm not going to make a stand to make other people sick.
Right.
I don't want to do that. But for those of you that aren't douchebags, we love you guys. All right.
Which is a majority of people.
Yes. Thank you for listening today. We want to thank our Patreon jumped in members right now. This is our jumped in music. Let's start off with TheMurTaylor.com.
TheMurTaylor.
Go to TheMurTaylor.com. 10% off if you use Gang of Two minus the silicone products. I was looking at their Instagram page. They got almost 200,000 followers.
Good for
on that
them.
Thing. That they, what they do is unbelievable.
Are they selling those masks or what's the deal there?
I have to get a hold of them still. I've not heard back from them. We're going to try to sell the Lexitary, but also the Gang of Two
masks.
If you'd like to purchase some of those, we just ask them that if they sell those and send them out, that a portion go to charity. We do not deserve, we don't think we deserve any money for that or anything
that.
Especially when people need things like this.
Yeah.
So thanks to TheMurTaylor.com, 10% off anything on their website, with the exception of the silicone products. WeBingeTV.com.
Yes.
They helped us out this weekend, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
We watched the Ricky Gervais show.
Yeah.
A few episodes into that. I'm trying to savor it. I'm trying to just...
Aww.
I love Afterlife.
That's how I felt about Mrs. Maisel.
Marvelous. Yes. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes.
But I love the Afterlife. And then we also started watching Fleabag, which is good. And by the way,
I'm still
all from our friends at WeBingeTV.com.
Trying to get into that.
I think it's great. I will be doing that. Also, we want you to go to Facebook. Go to Facebook.com right now. Go to Southern Carves at Facebook.com.
Right now. Do not pass go.
Jeff Gray and everybody at Southern Carves. Like their page. Use them.
Yes.
Very, very talented people.
Yeah.
You may need their services at some point. So like Facebook page. Sasan, we already talked to him. We heard from him from Prescient Surgical, startup in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And
Godspeed to you.
A guy that I will be playing PS4 with very soon. Probably this week.
Yeah, right. You find the money.
Like I said, all I got to do is hit buy and it sends it to me. I found it. That's the way I look at it. M. Daigle & Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida. They do some great work, add-ons, screen porches, things like that. Those of you in Freakville, get that taken care of. Panini Pete. We watched Panini Pete on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on Friday night. He was on there on Friday night on Guy Fieri's show.
Yeah.
And he made some, what were they? What's that stuff we love?
Paella.
Paella balls.
That's right.
Little paella fried balls.
Damn,
they look good, didn't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Panini Pete, thank you. We love you and your wife. Thank you for all your support. Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com, use the promo code PODCART for 10% off everything. Once again, go to roughcutdecor.com, decor.com, excuse me, roughcutdecor.com. Jeff and Angie Strumeyer, their puppy is awesome. Don't bring it near me because I will keep it. Psychic Kami.com. Get yourself a reading.
Yes.
And J. Mark Surveying, they are licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got the website, jmarksurveying.com. You guys have a great, safe week.
Yes.
We will be back with another show on Monday. We don't got anything else to do.
Ain't got nothing.